mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I tell you, my friends, it feels like 30 seconds ago it was Monday, but it's not. Now it's Thursday, the 17th day of June, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and boy, is there a lot of important news today. But frankly, I want to go back to the news from yesterday, and people all over the place were talking about it on the street. Hey, Alex, I saw it in the local paper. Yeah, the brain implant to stop depression. You talked about that. Well, yeah, it was the government's plan. Perhaps we should discuss that some more, but there's a bunch of other really important news. 30 killed in Baghdad suicide blast. At least 30 people were killed today when a suicide car bomb exploded outside an Iraqi army recruiting center in western Baghdad. We'll get into that. Also, gearing up to impress the population. This is out of the New Scientist. Giant stun guns that blast out a wave of electricity, knocking down whole crowds. You see, non-lethal weapons are really a training aid to prepare the public, the military, and the police to violently, preemptively attack peaceful protesters. And then they start taking the gloves off incrementally. There's actually army documents on this as well. In a few years, it'll be like Tiananmen Square. They'll just mow us down with 50 caliber machine guns and call it freedom. It's all part of the love. You think I'm joking? It's going to happen if they get their way. So we'll get into that article. And now it's come out, of course, that Rumsfeld ordered the torture specifically. And, oh, Abu Ghraib is nothing. There's all these secret torture centers. Yeah, the CIA bragged years ago that they were flying people to third-party countries for vicious torture, and that they torture their children as well. I know for the Joseph Mengeles out there that love torture, for all the neocons, I'm sure you're quite happy. I, for one, am certainly not for torture, much less of children. But again, I'm a liberal because I'm pro-gun, anti-open border, and against torture. Again, you're conservative when you're for the government doubling its growth rate and liberty being destroyed and assault weapons bans. So again, you're listening to a very liberal show because we're against all that. So Pentagon military hid Iraq prisoners from the Red Cross, and of course we already know about them packing people they beat to death in ice and putting fake IVs in them, and, oh, we're taking him to the hospital. He had a boo-boo. All part of the freedom. Troops to stay in Iraq as long as needed, Wolfowitz said. Well, yeah, they said before they invaded that we'd be there 10 years. Also, September 11th panel wraps Pentagon air defenses, that is, criticizes them. Now, what happened is they came out yesterday and said, well, you know, Bush said that bin Laden was working for Saddam. That's not really true, but it was just a mistake. Well, everybody already knows that, so now they say that to act like they're credible and put a spin on it. It's not a very creditable performance, though, I will tell you. Now they're saying, yeah, air defenses did have a boo-boo that day, but it was all an accident. They go over why. If your Cessna goes off course for 5 minutes, they'll launch F-16s against you over North Dakota or South Texas. With no real military importance or strategic importance, but the most controlled corridor in the country, an hour and 24 minutes for the first plane, but an hour and 40-something minutes for the second plane, and over 2 hours for the third and fourth planes. But let's just ignore all of that. The panel has given us all the reasons for this. Cheney, by the way, won't back down on Saddam's al-Qaeda links. He just keeps on lying. And they're saying al-Qaeda's going to hit us even stronger. The White House says we better give up all our rights. Meanwhile, there's an article saying, where's all the fear-mongering coming from? The government never said there's going to be another attack. It's conspiracy theorists saying it. Really, I guess you haven't been reading the newspaper. Just, folks, so much other news. I mean, it is legion. By the way, we're going to air a segment of that 60 Minutes piece over the weekend that people talked about. It's finally posted on PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to air some clips of that here in about 30 minutes on the broadcast as well from 60 Minutes, whitewashing Skull and Bones. And wait till you hear some of the double meanings. You know, George Bush, born again, Skull and Bones. They don't tell you what that means. Born again. Born again into what? We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up later in this hour, I'm going to air some clips from a 60 Minutes whitewash on Skull and Bones. What is it, the third program I've done on Skull and Bones in the last 2 years? I remember just 5-6 years ago being on the radio here locally, on the TV show going over Skull and Bones, how they get in coffins, how they worship Satan. And now all that's come out in the mainstream news, but they say they're just worshiping Satan for fun. They're just having a good time. I mean, they just get in coffins. Remember up in Long Island a few months ago, what, about 3 months ago, the Masons down in this basement blew a guy's head off, and when the police came in, there were guillotines and black coffins and altars and, you know, all this stuff in there, goat's heads in there, you know, Christian stuff. Again, you're not a Christian if you're not for guillotines, black coffins, and goat heads. But the police said, oh, it was all a complete accident. They blew this guy's head off in the ritual. They normally just fire the guns over their heads, you know, as they swear their oath to never expose the higher degrees. But the stuff going on at Skull and Bones is even better. It's even more Christian. Open worship of Satan, mock sacrifices. Again, I'm a pretty evil person because I believe Satan is not Jesus. But according to the Christians running the government, Satan is Jesus. Lucifer is Jesus. Folks, I'm not playing around here. And I know a lot of you, you know, don't believe in God. It's like, well, I mean, I'll be telling people about, you know, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, and they go, oh, I've heard about that, but I don't really believe in that. I don't really care. I go, now, wait a minute. You mean you don't believe that there's Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove and the world leaders attend? Oh, no, I know about that. I've read the news articles. But what I mean is I just don't believe in the occult. And I go, well, even if you don't believe in the occult, crazy people do. Again, it's just a criminology. I mean, go take a class in it at college. Go read a book on it. Almost every psychopath, in fact, I haven't researched one, and I've read a lot of these crime books, find them interesting, that isn't into the occult, that doesn't have little pentagrams, in their closet, who doesn't think they're killing people for the devil. I mean, this is the norm. And so we have world leaders doing all of this weird stuff, and then in the real world, carrying out mass evil, bombing innocent people, shutting up police states, garbing the police in black ski masks and black uniforms and black tanks rolling around our streets. I mean, the manifestation of their worldview. So just from a sociological or psychological view, or you could even say anthropological, just look at it. I mean, this is the religion of evil people. I believe in God. I believe in the devil. You know, I've had personal experiences, my friends. You know, I know what's really going on. But this is a secular show and that we only cover documented facts. So, you have to face it. And there was a lot of chilling statements in the 60 Minutes piece. Stuff like, Bush is a born-again bonesman. Ha, ha, ha. Knowing that 99.8% of people have no idea what that means. Because they ask Lucifer to enter their body. This is admitted. They are born again into the dark order of war and death. And they chant, war and death, crush the neophytes, bring us power, O Satan, Lucifer, our God. But this is, I guess, if I worship Satan and I, chanted to Lucifer, I guess I could, be your president and you would think I was a Christian and I could have a 45-foot stone owl in my backyard and you would trust me with a nuclear football. I mean, I have so many Christian friends who'll just go, I know about skull and bones. I know about Bohemian Grove. Oh, they're just having fun. On the other hand, they know there's a spiritual world, or claim that they know there is. But Bush is just joking. They're just having fun. Anyways, I don't want to get off into this issue now. It's all coming up, my friends. But truth is stranger than fiction. I mean, they just came out yesterday in literally hundreds of newspapers. I think we've got like 15 different news articles posted on Infowars.com. There's a whole bunch on PrisonPlanet.com where, for depression, we hook these wires into nerves into your brain and then the government says they're going to force us to do this. They said 5 years ago, they said 2 years ago that they were going to force us to do this in their own reports, and here they are promoting it and selling it. You don't need Prozac anymore. We'll just make you a wire head, as Philip K. Dick would say. And again, I'm the weirdo for reporting on it. I'm the weirdo for saying it's a bad idea. I'm the weirdo for beforehand warning you. This is the reality, my friends. Look at this article out of the New Scientist. Now, the government's been developing this for a long time. My grandfather, back in the 60s, lived next door to a successful inventor, and they worked together as partners on a remote control, you'd call it kind of a primitive robot on treads that would roll down the street, and it had these long poles sticking out from it that were telescoping to go, to be as wide as any street. And they would shoot out, basically little lightning bolts to knock down whole crowds. And they basically just got their money back on it because the Pentagon just bought the prototype and then basically made their own later out of it. And they never got, the big military contract. So that's how long I know personally this has been going on. Well, this is out of the New Scientist. Sweeping stun guns to target crowds. And this is the June 17th New Scientist article. Weapons that can incapacitate crowds of people by sweeping a lightning-like beam of electricity across them are being readied for sale to military and police forces in the U.S. and Europe. And they've got them that mount on armored vehicles. They've got them that roll down the street that are remote control. They've got them all. And it says, a present commercial stun guns target one person at a time and work only at close quarters. The new breed of non-lethal weapons, what they actually call in the industry less lethal, can be used on many people at once and operates over far greater distances. But human rights groups are appalled by the fact that no independent safety tests have been carried out and by their potential for indiscriminate use. Well, that's the whole point. The weapons are designed to address the perceived shortcomings of the taser, the electric shotgun already used by 4,000 police departments in the U.S. undergoing trials with some police forces in the U.K. And they also then get into what DARPA's developing and some of the other systems they want to use. And I mean, the Sunshine Project reported 2 years ago that every major city's got helicopters and hangars with knockout gas ready on the pads to knock out whole cities. The Russians gassed the theater with this, and what, it killed a third of the people? The terrorists only killed like five people, but the gas killed a third of the, over, what, 118 people? And they say that if they hit a population with this gas, if they spray a city with it, that it will kill tens of thousands. Automobile accidents, fires, you know, all the ovens that were on, all the steaks being grilled, all the stuff that'll happen. But no, they got the helicopters ready, just sitting there with the knockout gas for you and your family, because we're in such a free society. But I remember reading, you know, years ago, the reports that, oh, this is to train the military and the police to engage the public. It's hard to get troops to run out in their Darth Vader outfits and start machine gunning people, unless, you know, you've been trained in communist China how to do it in Tiananmen Square. But through rubber bullets, wooden dowels, beanbags, giant, you know, tankards of you know, backpack spray nozzles of pepper spray and mace, you know, big tankards the size of a large or small fire extinguisher. And we have all the video on the website. We have it in the takeover. Just people peacefully protesting on the sidewalk, police running up, savagely stomping on women, breaking bones with pleasure, spraying them with pepper spray at point-blank range, randomly stopping traffic, ordering people to roll down their windows and then spraying their cars. I mean, it's just, it's like you train a puppy, you know, a baby pit bull on a dummy or you know, train them how to bite, train them how to attack. And the government says that's what this is all about. And see, the non-lethal weapons, which are really called less than lethal, get more and more vicious, more and more aggressive, and this is the new America. Remember what happened in Miami last year? I mean, federal judges, AP reporters, they would march World War II vets, totally peaceful protest, down a side alley, come with us, and then beat them savagely, saying you shouldn't come out here and protest. They got in some trouble because it was, you know, federal judges and AP reporters. It did cause them some bad publicity, but they would march them down a side street and beat the living daylights out of them, you know, World War II vets and people. And in Portland, you know, there's video of them spraying babies in the faces, and the parents would cry and beg, and they'd say, shouldn't bring a baby. It's real funny. It's fun. So they're training them on blood. They're training them to be sicked on us, and then later they say, okay, here's a machine gun. And they're now giving them the sound wave rifles that can actually kill you, and the microwave guns that if they turn them on high can kill you, and a lot of big police departments now have the quiet Humvees with the giant microwave guns mounted on them, ready to be rolled out against us. It's just all part of the freedom. What is it the government's planning that's so horrible they know there's going to be rallies of millions of people, not hundreds of thousands or thousands? You see, the IMF and World Bank 2.5 years ago, when Joseph Stiglitz quit, their chief economist, and these thousands of pages of documents suddenly surfaced, the actual documents of how the IMF and World Bank like to create riots, like to create problems, and they get to crack down, and how they're funding the internal militarization of police. And folks, we're all just being inducted into slavery right now. And so they've issued the federal Ringwraith, Darth Vader outfits to all the police departments, and you know, even small police departments are basically armed camps, and we're the enemy. You know, they've got to watch us and keep control of us because we're dangerous. When we get back, we'll get into the Pentagon. It's not just Abu Ghraib, it's secret detainees being tortured to death. But again, torturing people to death, I mean, isn't that why we fought Hitler? Because he wouldn't torture people to death? You know, the good guys tortured to death. Hitler wouldn't do that. Oh, actually, he did do that, didn't he?
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply, and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
All right, folks, just a brief synopsis. Our government has trained the world how to torture publicly. An entire university in Fort Benning, Georgia, how to hook electrodes to people's genitalia, how to torture people's children in front of them. This is the freedom. And I thought it was bad, but it's supposedly good. Now they want to come out of the closet with it and condition you that it's a good thing so they can use it on the general public. And then they test it on a minority group in Iraq psychologically to prepare your minds to accept it here domestically. And meanwhile, the law enforcement magazines are saying this would be a good thing to use on common suspected criminals. And then they came out and said they were torturing people in Afghanistan and torturing people in Iraq and how good it was and how wonderful it was. And you saw it on the news and read the editorials, and we covered it, and I put it in my three last films. And then we got some images of it. Images they decided to release for some reason, and then suddenly we get the bird getting his head cut off, and somehow that legitimizes all of it. But then they try to deny simultaneously that the government ever ordered it. Of course, the memos from the Justice Department and from the Defense Department are all public, and they said the government's above the law. And now the Associated Press is reporting that this is an impeachable offense, a president saying he's above federal law. But maybe they're traitors. Maybe they're with Al-Qaeda. Maybe they should be tortured. You know, I mean, maybe this is really freedom, you know, just keeping it safe. I mean, you know, folks that want to torture certainly wouldn't carry out 9/11. I mean, these are nice people. They're just Skull and Bones members, after all. Rumsfeld order Iraq prisoners held in secret. Pentagon officials say Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld ordered an Iraq terror suspect, and they always give you one. They have 32 known camps and hundreds of other camps we're now learning of, to be held in secret location, hidden away from the International Committee on the Red Cross and others. Officials say Mr. Rumsfeld, acting on request of the CIA director, George Tenet, ordered the suspected senior member of the terror group, Ansar al-Islam, to be secretly held in solitary confinement at a military prison near Baghdad. And the man had been held in the prison for 7 months. A recent U.S. military report described efforts to hold prisoners in secret as deceptive and a violation of international law. I don't know. I mean, the Russians secretly grabbed people and held them. I mean, they were terrorists. I mean, this is what they do in China. Fidel does it. And our government in the 50s said that he was like Abe Lincoln. Defense Department officials say the man will soon be assigned an identification number. Then we've got articles here where the prisoners die in these secret prisons, but I guess that's freedom. And a spokesman says that an Iraqi has been held in since October without an ID number, and just goes into that. So whenever they get caught doing this, they'll tell you about some tiny piece of it and focus in on that. And Reuters is also reporting on it. And very, very interesting. But again, the Associated Press is saying that Bush could be impeached over saying they're above the law and are allowed to torture. So which federal laws is Bush above? I guess the ones that say Enron can't be run out of the vice president's office with no bids allowed, all the money going directly to them. I guess that type of open, incredible, mafioso fraud, crime, embezzlement. What other? I guess you're above it all, aren't you? I guess you can do whatever you want. But troops to stay in Iraq as long as needed, Wolfowitz says. U.S. troops will remain in Iraq as long as necessary until Iraqi forces can handle security on their own. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz said Thursday during a visit to northern Iraq, the role of the coalition forces after July 1st is to support the Iraq security forces as much as they need help. From some time to come, they will need some substantial help, and help them is the mission that we would like to carry out. And they've actually increased our troops. First it was from 120-something thousand to 144,000, 145,000, now it's 150,000, now 160,000. So we're actually increasing the troop level. This is all part of the handover of freedom to the appointed government. And again, an appointed government is not freedom, but again, I guess that's because I might be Al-Qaeda-ish. You know, I'm actually for people being elected, but that's Al-Qaeda-ish. Freedom is Al-Qaeda-ish. 2 days ago at the TV station, I was told by an old friend again that I should be arrested for saying the government's behind 9/11. That's sedition, and you know, this thought has gotten out there now, and criticizing the government, pointing out what they've done is Al-Qaeda-ish, and you know, not submitting and loving tyranny is Al-Qaeda-ish. Because again, any criticism of the state aids the terrorist, and so that is hence Al-Qaeda-ish. By the way, I'm not being sarcastic, folks. It's actually gotten to that point now. Interestingly enough, a September 11th panel criticizes Pentagon air defense, but they really didn't do that concerning the stand down of 9/11. We'll get into that. And again, the feds are saying Al-Qaeda sure to hit us any minute. Meanwhile, the Business Times comes out and says the Fed doesn't have news another September 11th attack, does it? And then goes into so-called conspiracy theories that have hit the mainstream. Also, a new anti-hate net conference opens up. Oh, yes. And it's not just racist talk that won't be allowed. Oh, no, it's criticism of the government because, again, that aids terrorists. And more incriminating Enron tapes, but that's okay. The feds have ordered California, that was ripped off by Enron, to pay even more money to Enron. But that'll certainly punish Enron. Again, it's all coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil Additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil Additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil Additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components. Even in two-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
The grass is always greener with a wheatgrass kit from wheatgrasskits.com. Their mission is to provide you with nature's most perfect living foods. Skip the high prices at the neighborhood juice bar. Grow your own wheatgrass, barley grass, sunflower greens, sprouts, or herbs for only pennies a day. It's easy to do indoors or out. Start with a basic wheatgrass kit. It's everything you'll need to grow stamina-building, nutrient-rich wheatgrass. The kit includes 5 pounds of organic wheatgrass seed, reusable growing trays, organic soil, mineral additive, and the book Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Miracle. Or get the deluxe kit that adds barley, grass seed, and sunflower greens. The health benefits of wheatgrass are legendary, but perhaps one of the best benefits are the antioxidants. Research is showing that antioxidants are instrumental in preventing cancer. At wheatgrasskits.com, you'll find the best available price on a huge variety of wheatgrass juicers. And if you do find a better price, wheatgrasskits.com will beat it. Visit today. www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, 33 minutes into this first hour. Thank you for joining us on this live Thursday edition. Your calls are coming up at 800-259-9231. A lot of brain chip implant news will be going over. A lot of news about Homeland Security. Oh, all those cameras you thought that were for traffic that they told you about? Oh, those are for Homeland Security. Of course they are, to keep you safe. And just a plethora of incredible news discussions now, even in the Associated Press, of impeachment of George Bush. Adding a lot of validity to the rumblings that's been going on behind the scenes. So that's coming up as well. And here in a few minutes, I'm going to air this five-minute clip from 60 Minutes, of a chilling clip where they kind of whitewash Skull and Bones, but there's some interesting hidden meanings in it for the initiated in the New World Order, where they're laughing basically at the dumbed-down public. So that's coming up. We're also about, in just a few minutes, to have an update from Joyce Riley to explain to you what American Candidate is, on the Showtime cable network. She's one of the 10 contestants on this big reality show, and it's a great platform, and a lot of listeners are confused about what it is, so we're going to briefly with her, and we're honored to have her on, talk about that. But before we do that, my friends, look, it's real simple. We have to wake America and the world up. We have the tools, we have the facts to give people the big picture, and if you won't take action, if you won't step up to the plate, if you won't get up here in the trenches with us, if you won't wake your neighbors, your friends, your family, your local opinion makers up, it's over. A lot of people are fighting, standing up. There's a huge awakening taking place, but it's not happening fast enough. And my friends, frankly, my videos are the best tools I've found. The most hard-hitting, focused, full-spectrum films out there. We don't just cover one issue and obsess on that. We cover the full spectrum of government-sponsored terror, how governments carry out terror attacks and blame it on their enemies, domestically or overseas. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, both those films are about September 11th. Police State 3 Total Enslavement gets into dozens of examples of government-sponsored terror that we didn't cover in the other films, confirmed admitted cases in the last 100 years where the governments of the world have done this. And then we get into Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security. We get into the RFID tracker chips, the implantable chips, the surveillance grid, the government-run white slavery rings, gun control. I mean, it's a tour de force. Police State 3 Total Enslavement is really three or four films in one. It's 2 hours, 44 minutes long. We even get into Building 7. Now, they brought that down in the film. So you need to get the videos. Matrix of Evil is my newest video with Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, Colonel Craig Roberts, myself. It's a video of us throwing the Patriot Act out here in Austin, how you can do that in your area. It's a great video. They're all over 2 hours long, $25.95 a piece, $20 when you order three or more of any of the 10 films I've produced. I also carry other great videos and books concerning 9/11 and other New World Order issues. So visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, peruse the Secure Safe shopping cart, watch the free video clips of the films on the sites, and order them, because we also secondarily need your support. But number one, it's about getting the word out. You can also call toll-free to get my videos. Big discounts when you order three or more. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All that evil men and tyrants seem to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. I mean, our conscience says that we need to expose the murderers of 9/11. And it's not going to happen through Michael Moore, folks. I'm sorry. He only tells you 2% of the story and then gives you false solutions. We give you 100% of it, the big picture. Get the videos, make copies, spread the word today. All right, let's go to Captain Joyce Riley to explain what American Candidate is and to give us an update and how folks can help her win this and why it's important that she win this. And then we'll, in a few minutes, get to the 60 Minutes piece, and then we'll go right to your calls for those of you holding in more news. Joyce, great to have you on.
Thank you so much, Alex. I appreciate the opportunity to tell you what I'm doing. I know there are a lot of people that are saying, what is this thing all about that she is doing? Why is she gone from the radio show? Why isn't she there? Well, here's what it's all about. American Candidate is a program that basically started out with about 2,000 people that we learned. It's now down, was narrowed down to 24, then down to about 12 of people who say that they believe that if they were president of the United States, they would have an answer. So everybody that is running, all of these people have a different answer. But we want to get in front of the American public to say, we don't like the answers that are already out there. We don't like either party that's running. And obviously, it's got to be either a libertarian, constitutionalist party, which is my particular choice at this point, because what we're seeing out there is absolutely abysmal. Well, 10 people are narrowed down from 12 to 10, are, and we can't tell how many people are left right now, but are in this competition. They narrow it down by going, dropping you into a town and basically saying, go find votes, go find supporters. And a lot of people have email lists that are attached to certain types of groups, like one of the gentlemen is with PETA. So he has a lot of supporters. They may have 30,000 on their email list. Well, they get that out, and that's what circulates votes.
Yeah, but still, Joyce, I mean, you're dynamic, you're intelligent, you're informed, and I saw some of the bozos, I don't mean to be mean, that you're up against. And if they really counted according to votes and who gets the most people out, you're probably going to win this.
Well, I don't know, because they've got a lot of connections. People have a lot of connections. It's real, like real politics. But there, let me tell you, though, I've gotten to know every one of them, Alex, and they're incredible people.
Well, I'm not trying to be mean, but I don't agree with the PETA guy. I mean, I'll tell you right now. But, and I don't think, I mean, he may have a lot of connections, but I think, so basically, And then the person that wins, or through this process, they're shooting it all now. It'll be in how many episodes on Showtime?
There's going to be 10 episodes on Showtime.
Okay, well, that's a big deal. And then out of that, you'll be able to get out the real ideas, and people will be able to see what the grassroots from a diverse crowd really wants. That's why I think this is important.
It really is. It's our chance. Now, as I understand it, Showtime is the only network that would take this program because it was so politically charged. You can imagine when you've got 10 free spirits up there that are all saying what they believe in.
But Joyce, first, I hate to keep interrupting. You know, I'm the master of that. Explain to me. I mean, does this really work off how many votes you get in each town?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So it's not like these other reality shows where it's groupthink and they go after the strongest people first. Because if that was the case, you would be the first to be kicked out. That's why I don't like these shows like Survivor and the rest of them.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we all talked about this, and we said, now, wait a minute. Are we going to knock off the person that we think would be the biggest threat to us, or are we going to vote for the person we really want? And here is the bottom line, is that I want the American candidate, whoever it's going to be the absolute best person. It's not a personality contest. If they think I need to go and I'm not the strongest, then I need to go.
Well, Joyce, can you tell us about some of the other candidates? I mean, I'm just curious about them.
Yes. There is a... The gentleman that's from PETA, and all these candidates are on the Internet. There's one who represents very liberal side. I won't tell you what the names are or whatever, but I mean somebody that represents a very liberal side of the
Democratic
Party.
Yeah, that's a good campaign tactic, okay.
Who is a very strong Kerry supporter. There is a gentleman who is black and gay who is running, basically the first person ever to come out openly like that and run. There is... there is a, they call him the closet Republican, but there's a Republican who is very much for those issues.
Well, why are they even in this, then, if it's supposed to be alternative? Sounds like a bunch of establishment people.
No, they've got a mix. And the good part is, Alex, is they're giving everybody a voice, and they've got a broad mix. It's real
now,
diverse.
We should tell people that Sheriff Mack is involved in this. Is he still in the running?
Yes. Yes, he is involved in this. He was at the news conference with us yesterday, and yes, he is in the running. And that's what is interesting is that we've got, you know, surprisingly enough, nobody else knew any of the other candidates when they came.
Yeah, well, I would say he's your only real competition.
Yeah, and he was the only one that I knew. But the bottom line of it is as we go from town to town, we get eliminated if we don't have the vote to stay in the running.
And how does the voting, Joyce, how does the voting work?
Okay, we each have a number, and that number changes every town we go to. And so we have to carry around these cards, talk to people. Like right now, I'm at the farmer's market in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and I'm trying to talk to people here about what I believe and trying to get them to vote for me. Of course, they don't know what American candidate is.
Are you allowed to use bullhorns?
Yes, they can use bullhorns, yes.
You got to get a van, Joyce, and ride around with a bullhorn. I tell you, I would annihilate the competition.
Oh, I know. You would. You would. You would have been great. And
that's fun.
I think you need to do this the next time. If they, you know, when they do this again, I would love to see you do
this. I don't know if I could be. Well, how long are you going to be away from the show?
Until I get eliminated. So we don't know.
Yeah.
But let me give you the number that people need to call if they want to vote, if they believe in my issues and what I'm promoting.
Oh, so you give them a number and then people call that number.
That's correct. But they have to be in the state of Pennsylvania right now. See, we never know where we're going next.
Okay, what's the phone number, Joyce?
It's 877-RUN-9118, which is 877-786-9118. Now, they can vote from pay phones, they can vote from their home phones, but they only get one vote per phone. So once that vote is in per phone, then they have to move on to the next phone or
okay,
whatever.
Okay, give that phone number out again.
877-RUN-9118. 9118. And it's really been an incredible time, Alex, because a lot of people don't know about how the president rules through executive orders. We talk about that here. We can talk about those kinds of things in front of the public. Yesterday, in the news conference that was in Allentown, I said all nine candidates had a way to deal with no jobs. I was the only one that said, bring the jobs back from China. Bring them back from Malaysia. Bring them back. No outsourcing. I was the only one that said that. So what we're
doing.
Well,
Joyce, that's exciting. Give folks that number one more time.
877-786-9118. And if they know anybody in Pennsylvania, please have them call so we can get their vote.
Okay.
877-786-9118.
Okay, Joyce, thank you, and I know you'll give us an update next week.
And I understand you're going to be on the Power Hour next week, right?
That's what I've been told, yes.
Fantastic. All right, thanks a lot, Alex.
Thank you, Joyce.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I think Joyce, I mean, if it's really a fair situation, it's just between her and Richard Mack. sounds like the I mean, the rest of the competition sounds pretty lousy, folks. I mean, let me tell you, the liberals cannot, you know, the establishment liberals cannot get a thimble's worth of people out to support them because their message just doesn't sell. And you know, that's why we get sold this fake conservatism of Lord Bush. Okay, I know we got loaded phone lines, but here's this 60 Minutes piece from this weekend, just a part of it, and this is where they go through, they really whitewash this. So I want to play it, and then I want to come back and comment on it and then take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, you can watch this video clip as well at PrisonPlanet.tv. Our multimedia website, PrisonPlanet.tv. But here is that clip from 60 Minutes. Listen carefully.
The founder of Time Magazine to W. Averill Harriman, diplomat and confidant of U.S. presidents.
What's important about the undergraduate years of Skull and Bones, as opposed to fraternities, is that it imbues them with a kind of mission for moral leadership. And it's something that they may ignore for 30 years of their life, as George W. Bush seemed to successfully ignore it for quite a long time. But he came back to it.
A born-again Bonesman, you might say, who, like his father and grandfather before him, has refused to talk openly about Skull and Bones. But as a Bonesman, he was required to reveal his innermost secrets to his fellow Bones initiates.
They're supposed to recount their entire sexual histories in sort of a dimly lit, cozy room. The other 14 members are sitting on plush couches, and the lights are dimmed, and there's a fire roaring. And this activity is supposed to last anywhere from between 1 to 3 hours.
So George Bush, George W. Bush, recounted his sexual history?
That would have been something they would have done, yes.
What is the point of this?
I believe the point of the year in the tomb is to forge such a strong bond between these 15 new members that after they graduate, for them to betray Skull and Bones would mean they'd have to betray their 14 closest friends.
One can't help but make certain comparisons with the mafia, for example. Secret society, bonding, stakes may be a little higher in one way or the other, but everybody knows everything about everybody, which is a form of protection.
I think Skull and Bones has had slightly more success than the mafia, in the sense that, you know, the leaders of the five families are all doing 100 years in jail, and the leaders of the Skull and Bone families are doing 4 and 8 years in the White House.
Bones is not restricted to Republicans. Yet another Bonesman has his eye on the Oval Office. Senator John Kerry, Democrat, Skull and Bones, 1966.
It is fascinating, isn't it? I mean, again, all the people say, oh, these societies don't matter, and the Eastern establishment is in decline, and you could not find two more quintessential Eastern establishment privileged guys. I remember when I was a nerdy scholarship student in the reserve book room at the Yale Library, and John Kerry, who at that point styled himself John F. Kerry, would walk in.
As in JFK.
At JFK, yes. There was always a little buzz, because even then he was seen to be destined for higher things. He was the head of the political union, and a tap for Skull and Bones was seen as the natural sequel to that.
David Brooks, a conservative commentator who's published a book on the social dynamics of the upwardly mobile, says that while Skull and Bones may be elite and secret, it's anything but exciting.
My view of secret societies is they're like the first class cabin in airplanes. They're really impressive until you get into them. And then once you're there, they're a little dull. So you hear all these conspiracy theories about Skull and Bones.
Conspiracy to run the world.
Exactly. And to me, to be in one of those organizations, you have to have an incredibly high tolerance for tedium. Because you're sitting around talking, talking, and talking. You're not running the world, you're just guessing.
Gassing or not, Skull and Bones, the best-connected white man's club in America, has moved reluctantly into the 21st century.
Skull and Bones narrowly endorsed admitting women. The day before these women were supposed to be initiated, a group of bonesmen, including William F. Buckley, obtained a court order to block the initiation, claiming that letting women into the tomb would lead to date rape. Again, more legal wrangling. Finally, it came down to another vote, and women were admitted and initiated.
Skull and Bones now has women. It has Jews, it has blacks, it has gays, correct?
It has the gays who got the SAT scores, it's got the gays who got the straight A's, it's got the blacks who are the president of the right associations. It's different criteria, more multicultural, but it's still an elite selective institution.
So on balance, you find it as bizarre as Skull and Bones seems to be from a certain perspective. It is something of value, you would say?
You take these young strivers, you put them in this weird castle. They share they spill their guts with each other, fine, but they learn something beyond themselves. They learn a commitment to each other, they learn a commitment to the community, and maybe they inherit some of those old ideals of public service that are missing in a lot of other parts of the country.
Does that relationship forged with all
the... We got to stop right there. We'll play the end of it when we get back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, we're going to start the second hour here in just a few minutes, and I'll go to Paul and Michael and Andrea and Cliff and all the other great folks that have been patiently holding. We'll get into the discussion of an impeachment of Bush, this time in the Associated Press, and just so much other key news today. But back to the last minute or so of the Skull and Bones piece, and then I got a comment on it from 60 Minutes. Go ahead.
Does that relationship forged with all this mumbo-jumbo and coffins and skulls and bones and all of that stuff, does that become, in some cases anyway, stronger than family, faith,
Absolutely. You know, they say the motto at Yale is for God, for country, and for Yale. At Bones, I would think it's for Bones.
Okay, so they get this little minion on there. They control the debate because Alexander Robinson, who we've interviewed, doesn't go, you know, 10% of the way towards the full truth, but it's bad enough. And the other guy on there, oh, you know, it's SAT scores. No, it's not. Bush had some of the lowest scores at the college, but like a 73 or something was his average for the 4 years. Actually, he was in college 5 years. I'm not saying that's bad, but the point is that it is bloodlines. And this is a complete and total fraud. And, you know, then to say, oh, secret societies don't have any power. Well, then why is the mafia secret? That is a good point that they make. And now we've got, you know, we've had four presidents who were Skull and Bones members, most of the CIA directors, a lot of your top corporate heads, and they make the core up of the Bohemian Grove. And, you know, there's other Skull and Bones chapters, by the way, around the planet. It's chapter 322. And, you know, the coffins and things, it's just mumbo-jumbo. It's just fun. No, it's a religion of war and death and being a parasite and feeding on the population. And then you notice that the presenter on 60 Minutes says, oh, a born-again bonesman. Most people don't know what that means, folks. It's admitted that they channel Lucifer. Now, you may not believe in the devil, but the point is they do. And this is an occult. This is a cult as it gets. I mean, on the show, it shows the doorways and the skulls and the... You know, this place built hundreds of years ago. And this is chilling stuff. And John Quincy Adams had banned the group in the country, the Illuminati. I mean, our president wrote letters about it, hunted these people down. And they went back into Yale in 1832 and set it back up. I mean, this is very, very serious. And just watch the spin they put on this. Now we have both presidential candidates who are cousins on both sides of their family, double cousins, and they're members of Skull and Bones, and they're arrogant, predatory parasites. And I'm sick of them. But now, because it's so open, the media's gone from it doesn't exist, you're a kook to talk about it 5-6 years ago, to, yeah, Skull and Bones is real, but it's really no big deal. And 3 years ago, they released video of part of the ritual caught on tape as they were worshiping Satan, doing mock sacrifices, a guy dressed up like the devil, saying, enter hell with me. And this is what goes on in the courtyard. Behind the high walls. So, my friends, if you want to find out the truth about Skull and Bones, get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. And we caught their Moloch worship on tape, the Canaanite human sacrifice god. And, oh, they're just having fun there, too. But then you look at what they do in the real world, it's evil, it's wickedness. No, they're not just having fun. These people are criminally insane on total power trips. They have a religion of hatred and not having a conscience. That's their religion. Do as thou wilt. The moniker. The icon of Satanism. Get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. When I infiltrated, coming up July 15th, it'll be 4 years. Get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove by visiting Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. All right, we will start the second hour here momentarily and go to calls first for about 20, 30 minutes. Then I'm going to get back into, in amongst those calls, I'll mix in the impeachment news and just a plethora of other key information. And, of course, we do have a section on PrisonPlanet.tv, the Satanic Elite, what it's called, on Skull and Bones, on Bohemian Grove, and the Illuminati, where you can go check it out for yourself. This is public stuff, but the average person just isn't aware of it. So keep it locked in. Stay with us. Second hour, only 70 seconds away. I'm Alex Jones.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides,
toxins, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.